Lorelai Kinnean here at the Nikolai Chuck Point this Wednesday morning with Jamaican musher Newton Marshall. Now, you're a rookie this year?
Yes, I'm a rookie. I'm a rookie this year, you know, see what I can do.
What have you thought so far of the Iditarod?
It's pretty windy. I got frostbite on my cheeks, and then the whole frostbite from last year came back. So this was pretty good, you know, good experience. I can go back and tell the Jamaican what I experienced up here, and, you know, they probably wouldn't believe me.
Have there been any major surprises for you or anything that happened along the trail that really, really maybe caused some trouble?
I wouldn't say I get in any trouble. It's been very nice. It's been, only trouble part was for me was up in Rainy Pass. Oh, the wind was so bad, you could barely see your team. Yeah, that's basically the wind was messing me up, yeah.
Now, of course, you're from Jamaica. You ran the Yukon Quest before, so you know what cold temperatures are like.
Yeah, but I'm not used to this cold temperature. I'm used to 90 degrees. Yeah, I'm just pretending for now that I like 30 below.
So what gave you the crazy idea to come up to Alaska and run these long-distance races?
I have no clue. I just end up here. You know, first when I was offered to do this, they explained everything to me and said, I'm going to do the quest. It's about 1,000 miles. I have to do some training runs and I have to qualify in some 300-mile race. And I didn't know how long is 300 miles, to tell you the truth, and I didn't know how long 1,000 miles was. I thought it was all easy. Yeah, I come up here, you know, expecting small things, and it was huge, and I was in for a surprise for myself. But I just learned to deal with it, I guess.
So, have you noticed any similarities at all between Alaska and Jamaica?
The people here are nice and friendly. Differently, I wouldn't say the temperature are the same. Yeah, it's nice in Alaska. I like it, yeah, but I don't like 30 below and 50 below.
Do you think you'd ever come back to Alaska to do more long distance racing?
Hello, definitely. We just need some more funding, and if we get more funding and can build some more money, because it costs us a lot of money to come up here and do this. So if we have more sponsors and stuff like that, I think we'll come up here probably as long as we has the sponsor and all of that. So we're just hoping for more money, and then we're good to go. We just keep coming back over and over again.
So what are you looking forward to along the trail, heading up toward Ruby, up to the coast? What are you looking forward to?
Well, I'm just looking forward to seeing the scenery and just enjoy the trail, you know, and meet some native people. They're very nice and friendly. So, yeah, so hopefully I get to see and do all of that on my way. Yeah.
Anything else you'd like to share?
I would say thanks to all my fans and all the people who are cheering for me, you know, and just thank them a lot for that. You know, that's lots of encouragement for me. It made me feel like I'm Alaskan. You know,
is it Yaman?
Yaman, right away. Or Mushman.
Excellent.
Yaman.
Thanks a lot.
All right.
Reporting in Nikolai, here with Newton Marshall from Jamaica. I'm Lorelai Kinnean.